I am being joined in studio by the mayor of Oak Grove, Mr. Tony White, one of my dear friends. And first of all, how are you this morning?
I am doing great. How are you, David?
I'm doing good. And, you know, you've been mayor now for, what, 12 years?
About 12, going on 13 years, yeah.
Man, how do you do it?
Oh, it's easy when you got good people working for
you.
That's
right. That's right. You know, a lot of folks ought to mirror your image out there.
You know? Well, it's not my image. It's the guys that work for Oak Grove in the street department. It's their image. You know, they, you know, we've talked about, you know, what the expectations are, what we're trying to do out there, and they take it and run with it. So, you know, everybody talks to me and tells me how good I'm doing and all this kind of stuff. It's not me. It's the people that I've got working for me.
Well, and that's the thing about it is just like you and I talk about college football all the time.
Exactly.
Your head coach, he can be very good. He can be kind of – but it really depends on the people that's working around him.
Sure
it is. I mean, he can't oversee who's going in the game, what this is on this play. Well, you know, you've got to have good assistants.
Oh, of course.
And you got to have people in place that know what they're doing, and they don't try to overstep. And one thing I've noticed about Oak Grove, doesn't matter whether it's street department or whether it's the ladies that's working in the office there at the town of Oak Grove, whether it's the senior citizen center, whatever, everybody seems to do their part and stays kind of within their lane, and that's why things run so well.
Well, I mean, it is. And, you know, we've got people that's been there for a good number of years. You know, in the town hall, we've got Robin Kaler. She is our city clerk. Jennifer Caffey's assistant clerk. Joe Silla is the, I guess you would say she's the receptionist up front, but she does a whole lot more than just recept people.
I've been knowing Josie long time.
She
and Dominic, good people.
Yeah, those three ladies right there, they don't even need me probably 90% of the time. All I got to do is show up, sign checks, and I'm good to go.
Can you sign me one?
No, I can't do that because you have to have two signatures, and I don't think Robin would go along with that. And then you got Josh Mazzell. He is our street department superintendent, and he and the inmates that we have from the Chillsburg work release are responsible for keeping Oak Grove clean.
And let me tell you something. They do. Seriously, I go out there sometimes and walk. Me and the guys here sometimes go out there underneath the pavilion and eat lunch just, you know, when it's nice and cool outside. And there's never a time.
Exactly.
Well, when trash is laying on the ground, the streets don't look good, things aren't in order. So, town of Oak Grove is being run very, very well. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come back and talk with Tony White a little bit more about what's coming up in Oak Grove this Saturday. And I promise you, this is something you want to hear about. This is something you want to pay attention to and something you want to attend. And we'll talk about the Fall Festival of the town of Oak Grove when we come back right here. Mayor Tony White in studio with me. We're talking about something coming up in the town of Oak Grove this Saturday. I'm going to be out there. Tony, have you ever met Layla?
I have not met Layla, but I hear that she is going to be out there with you, helping you or assisting you, and I am looking forward to meeting her.
She makes me look good. She makes all of us look good.
Well,
And she's on the midday from 10 to 2 on our sister station, Mix 106.5, which you guys do ball games on. She is going to come up from the Auburn area on Saturday and be with me because the Fall Festival is going on, and I looked this morning now. As of this morning, the weather, I don't think you could have ordered a better day.
It's going to be beautiful. 74 degrees and sunny.
How about that?
No chance of rain.
Woo, yes, sir. God's taking care of you, Tony.
Yes, it did. Yes, it
did. Let's talk a little bit about the Fall Festival in an overview and tell everybody what they're going to encounter. First of all, it's this Saturday from 9 until 2.
Correct.
It doesn't go all the way till dark. Tony's got to go home. He has to get some rest.
He's old.
We're both old. But there's a lot going on in a 5-6 hour time limit that a lot of people can kind of come and do. Name some of the things that you're going to get when you come out. And first of all, this is a free thing. You don't have to pay to get in.
No, you don't have to pay to get in. Nothing costs you anything, but the food you eat and the the things you buy out there with the craftsmen and such as that.
Well, now there'll be all kind of crafts and things.
Oh, yeah, there'll be all kind of crafts.
I mean, we're talking from Halloween decorations, Christmas decorations. You got fall things coming up. People have, I know I've seen out there before, these ladies make these big arrangements, kind
of bouquets and all that kind of
wreaths
stuff,
to go on the door and things. I mean, it's just, there'll be a lot out there, won't there?
Oh, you got anything from birdhouses to jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's all, you know, people make tags. Like I said, they make birdhouses, jewelry. You've got some people out there that that make different things, you know, by their hands. Nothing out there is sold by going to Walmart or going to Amazon or whatever and buying stuff and coming out there and selling it. You've got to make this by your hands to be able to sell it out there.
And I don't know how many, well, I call them vendors, crafts, whatever. How many booths do y'all end up having?
Well, we added two more last year. We had 34. We had to add two more. We got 36 right now.
Good
and
Lord.
And they're full, and we've got a waiting list.
Yeah, a waiting list. Now, folks, listen to that, because if you've got a waiting list for people to get involved with your fall festival, you're doing something right. This has been going on now for about 14 years. It gets bigger and better every year. I understand up until, I don't know, tell me if it's going to go on Saturday, they also have a car show out there.
We also have a car show. Brian Childers with the Marble City Cruisers, he is in charge of the car show. It will be adjacent to the Oak Grove property across the street over there. We'll have two food trucks over there also with them, where they'll have the facilities to for somebody to go to the bathroom if they need to. So, yes, a big part of our fall festival is Brian has got some people that brings their cars out there. Last year they had around 55 cars. Whew. So, yeah, there's a lot going to be going on Saturday.
Well, we're going to come back here in a minute and tell you about some other things going to be going on. And one of them, if we mention this word around your sideline reporter, Michael Giddens, he'll be there. You know what that word is?
Food.
You got it. We'll be back in a minute. You know, this Saturday is the Oak Grove Town Fall Festival. And, of course, it's also in the fall that you're playing college football. And I figured I would play this for Tony because Auburn's got a big game Saturday. It's at night, so you can come out to the fall festival. But, you know, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, Tony, I'm going to give a shameless plug to somebody, and I hope I don't hurt anybody else's feelings, but you're going to have food out there. And Doug's Barbecue, are they coming?
They will be there.
They're there every year.
They're there every year, yes.
If you have never eaten Doug's wings, they're the best. I'm here to tell you all of their food, but talk about some of the choices that people can have when they come out there.
Well, I mean, we've got different vendors that's coming out there this year. Of course, we've got the Oak Grove Volunteer Fire Department. They're going to be out there doing hamburgers and hot dogs, Cokes and stuff like that, chips. Of course, Doug's going to be there. I mean, he is one of our go-to people when we need somebody. He's been there every year, and we know he's going to be there every year. Sweet Things. This is a...
Hey, let me tell you what, before you go in, you know, I played that just to pick at you, but I'll play this one too for you, because at 11 o'clock on Saturday, your team's going to be playing. So, see, I did things fairly.
Well, you're right, okay.
But
you're okay.
Sweet, what'd you say?
Sweet Things. They do nachos and stuff like that. So they're going to be out there. Bubble Cheese. They do lemonade, grilled cheese, soup, stuff like that.
Wow.
LD Creations, they do pork rinds. Really, very good.
Now, I can deal with that because pork rinds are good for me because I don't eat a lot of chips being type 2 diabetic, but pork rinds are good for me.
They are good. They're good for everybody.
Yeah.
And then Hope Snow Cones, which that's self-explanatory. He'll be out there again this year. And then over with the car show across the street, we've got Bulldogs Barbecue.
Wow.
Yeah. And L. Pastor Cito.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Food truck. So
I'll go with that.
Yeah, we normally don't have two vendors that sell the same food.
Right.
But with this being split up like it is, we let Bulldogs come out there this year.
Over at the car show.
Over at the car show, right. Yes.
Now, Let's talk a little bit about what the kids can do, because if adults bring their kids, I'm hoping for the first time that you're going to get to meet my beautiful granddaughter. I hope KJ and they're going to bring her out there, I hope.
So. Wonderful. That'd be good. I would love to meet your granddaughter. We're going to have a lot of things. We're going to have the bouncy houses again this year. We've got two new things. That's the games that the kids are going to be able to play on. We've got, I think we got five different bouncy houses and games that the kids are going to be able to play with. We've got the face painting is going to be. We've got anything and everything. We're going to have kids walking around. I think Mickey Mouse and Minnie might be there.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of things for the kids to come out there and enjoy themselves. And we've got places to sit now around the trees out there. We've built benches and stuff around the trees around the where the bouncy houses are going to be. So the mamas can come out there and they can sit and watch their kids. Of course, we're going to have people at each house too to be watching to make sure that, you know, yeah, there's no roughhousing or anything like that. So,
man, that's great.
But yeah, we've got a lot of things for the kids out there.
Well, we're gonna come back and talk to Tony again about something else that's going to be going on, something that I really enjoy, and I hope that you do too. This is the Town of Oak Grove's Fall Festival coming up this Saturday starting at 9 o'clock. And, of course, we'll be out there till 2 or probably a little after. But come on by, and we're going to step aside and come back with Tony one more time and talk to him about something else here on McCurley in the Morning. Tony White in studio with me. He is the mayor of the town of Oak Grove. This Saturday is the fall festival that's been going on out there at Oak Grove. And I'm going to be there. Come and meet Layla from Mix 106.5. We're going to be on Mix 106.5. And we've told you about all kinds of arts and crafts. They've got the car show. They've got food vendors. They've got bouncy houses for kids. All kind of things for you to do. Doesn't cost you anything to get in. The only thing, like Tony said, that you'll spend money on is to get you something to eat or any kind of arts and craft that you might buy from one of the vendors. Now, another thing that I like what's going on is up the hill. You guys, I don't know how many years it's been there. You built a stage, kind of a little amphitheater there.
We call it a mini amphitheater.
Well, I tell you what, it's nice. Talk about that in general.
Yeah, we, you know, the first, I guess, first 10 years, or 11 years, we had to rent a stage. And we had to go get it, bring it, put it up, take it down, take it back.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
Aggravating. Yeah, so David Harris and I got together, and we talked to the council about building us a permanent stage. And we built it. I guess this is our third year to have it. And it was built by Reams Construction, done a very good job on it, and it has served us very, very well. As a matter of fact, there's some things that's in the works right now that we're going to be using that stage for, not only just for the fall festival, but we're going to be using it for other things.
Good deal. Well, it'll also be used this Saturday. There'll be bands there. Now, I want to talk about this a little bit because we're in the music business here along with all the sports that you and I do, but there'll be some bands out there. I know Randy Gill, I'm sure. Crossfire will be there. And also, I'm sure Ronnie Forbus.
Sons of Thunder and Ronnie Forbus and them will be there.
Who else?
Cherry Avenue is going to be there.
That's David Harris's group.
No, this is a different one. I don't know. His name is Adam. I don't know her name. It's a husband and wife group, and they are fantastic.
But I know he works with them a lot to produce a lot of their music.
He does. Yes, he does. And then you got Simple Man Revival, and they are a Lynyrd Skynyrd knockoff, if you will.
Yeah.
They play a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd stuff.
Kind of like the Black Jacket Symphony.
Pretty much.
Where you used to could go and listen to the Black Jacket do the Eagles or Lynyrd Skynyrd. Well, that's great. What's their name again?
Simple Man Revival.
Wow. So,
Crossfire will be playing from 9 to 9:45. Sons of Thunder from 10 to 10:45. Cherry Avenue will be playing from 11 to 12. And from 12:30 to 2, the highlight of the afternoon will be Simple Man Revival.
OK. Okay. We're going to be out there. Layla and I don't know how long we will actually be able to be there, but we're going to be introducing bands. And, of course, Tony's going to be there. He's also going to bring people over to talk with us about maybe their crafts, their arts. We may get a food vendor or two. We might even get some kids on there to tell you how much they loved getting Tony in the bouncy house. You getting in the bouncy house?
No.
Come on.
No, there's a weight limit. And I'm fat. Hey, can I run over a few of our sponsors right quick?
Absolutely. That's what I was getting to before we get out of here.
Yeah, this, you know, when we started this, like I said, 14, 15 years ago, we decided, especially when I took over, that if it ever started costing Oak Grove money, that we would stop it. Well, I lied.
What do politicians do?
Yeah,
they lie. But no, that was a good lie, though.
It was a good lie because this thing is. I mean, it has grown. You know, you was talking about God's looking down on the weather for Saturday. God has been looking down on this also because it's got bigger and better every year.
Well, I'm going to say this, too. A lot of people have fall festivals. Don't get me wrong. I love all of them. I know Fayetteville usually has one.
Silicaga,
yes. Listen, I'm not playing favorites here, but you really don't know how well things are run and how good things can get until you come to the Oak Grove Fall Festival. And you couldn't do it. As you mentioned, your staff early on this morning with the street department, and all the folks in your town hall there and everything, but you couldn't do this without sponsors because it would cost the city of town of Oak Grove way too much money.
Oh yeah, it would really, really, really hurt us every year. And like I said, the people I'm fixing to call out, I appreciate y'all. I thank y'all very much. Radio Alabama, First Bank of Alabama, America's First Credit Union, Heritage South Credit Union, Nalina Farms, Cajun Baker, Knowles Realty, Shonda's Stitches, Krauss by Julie, First for a Wee by Baptist Church, CC's Krauss, Ponsum Jerky, Red's Canes, Mike's Birdhouse, Ben Duke and Bobby Green, Sean Day Art, Simple Havoc, Fair to Midland, Hey Sugar, Leaf Guard, Sensory, S&T Wreath Design, Salt and Saddle, Susie's Snacks, Face Painting by Alina and Christina. I forgot to tell you, Home Depot will be out there with their kids' workshop.
Yeah, that's always great.
It'll be under the end of the pavilion over there, and bring your kids out there and let them build something. And one big, big sponsor that we have that, you know, Oak Grove depends on a lot, and that is Chris Kane and Toyota of Silicon.
Yeah. They're great folks.
And we're going to have Wes White from Channel 6. He's going to have the Storm Tracker down here. And he's going to have some books that if anybody wants to buy one of his books, he will sign it for you.
Somebody told me, too, that he might have a few weather radios to give away.
He might do it. I don't know. I'll have to ask him about that and see. He's been kind of busy here lately.
Right.
I tried to get in touch with him yesterday. But I'm going to try again today and see if he might have some radios we might can give away.
Yeah, because, bad weather's not just in the spring.
No, it's not. I mean, we really don't understand weather sometimes, but when it starts getting cool weather, that's when we have some of our most severe weather.
Yeah, you're right. Well, Tony, I appreciate you coming in today. Again, right quick before we get out, Saturday. 9 o'clock starts at 9 o'clock. How early will you be out there?
I'll be out there at 6.
Yeah, and fortunately, Tony doesn't have a football game this Friday night. His is Thursday night, but old Dave has one Friday night, so it's a quick turnaround for me. But we're gonna be all right. I think, like I said, Layla's from Mix 106.5 Midday. She's gonna be out there helping me with some things, and of course, we're gonna be introducing those bands you're talking about. There's gonna be great food. There's gonna be a car show, things for kids to do, arts and crafts. Again, Michael Giddens, there'll be food. So maybe we can get him to bring the baby out there.
Hey, that'd be good.
That would be great.
I wish he would.
Yeah, bring old Shep out there. But
David, thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. And thank all the employees at the town of Oak Grove.
Absolutely.
Robbie Kaler, Jennifer Caffey, Joe Silla, Josh Mazzeo, Debbie Reynolds, Jamie Reynolds, and all of the people that are that's our full-time, and we have like 10 part-time folks that fill in on when we don't have drivers and everything. So,
and also you talked about how that things work so much better when everybody gets along. Your council too has a you know, they're fabulous.
Yes, Carl Armstrong, Danny Reynolds, Mary Carter, David Harris, and Mark Green. They are fabulous. I'm talking, we don't always agree, but no. We agree to disagree.
Yeah, well.
And nobody takes anything personal. And, you know, we work very, they work very well with me, and I try to work with them. So.
Absolutely. Well, come on up to our tent. Will be right next to the stage where the music's being played. Come on up. Well, hopefully we'll have some Radio Alabama swag. But come up and meet us. Tell us you want to talk to us. And, of course, listen to some great music as well. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday at the Town of Oak Grove's Fall Festival starting at 9 o'clock.
God bless.